There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. And if you can do it before the last, I think yesterday was our all-time record, wasn't it? For I think I had, what, like 15 seconds yesterday?
It was something about like it was about a minute left in the show.
Oh, I had that long? Oh, well, then it's not on the record.
We called, yeah.
I know. Every time I say, guys, don't call me the last couple minutes, then everybody does. So I'm going to stop saying that. But Trey was going to call. Apparently, somebody called a couple of hours ago, said they're going to call back. The time to call, the easiest way to get through is to call at the beginning of an hour. Okay, it doesn't make any difference which of the 3 hours. Although, probably, logistically, calling at the first couple of minutes of the first hour at noon Eastern is probably the strategically best time, because it's when we're just starting the program and different stations join us at different times. So even if you don't, and in fact, if you're in a market where you don't hear the first hour at whatever the equivalent is of 12 o'clock Eastern, which would be, I mean, you guys can do the math, just subtract an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, add 14 hours, whatever. Then that's the perfect solution, because then you can either get somebody to the radio if you want them to hear the call, or keep them away if you don't. So I've always felt like if you were in a market where the program is delayed, that's the best of all possible worlds. For me, the best of all possible worlds is you hearing it live, so that when I say something, you instantly respond. But I'm trying to be unselfish and altruistic. And think about your needs rather than my own. There we go. Today's kind of an interesting day. It should probably be called National Pizza Day or National Day After Cinco de Mayo. I don't know. I had the feeling that there are a fair amount of tequila hangovers around today, but maybe not. Maybe the thing about a holiday being in the middle of the week keeps people a little bit more sensible than they might ordinarily be. But today was the day in 1915 that Babe Ruth hit his first major league home run while he was pitching for the Boston Red Sox. Dun, dun, dun. So there you go. The Eiffel Tower was officially opened in 1889. It's hard to imagine Paris without the Eiffel Tower, isn't it? It's just so much a part of how we think about Paris. And Arkansas seceded from the Union in 1861. So this is kind of a big deal day. The New York Herald was published for the first time in 1835. It's a long... the Herald isn't around anymore, I don't think. I think it was until about the 60s. I wasn't living in New York then, so I actually don't know. And Bob Hope did his first USO show in 1941. But he did it in California, at Marshfield. Because we think of USOs as being overseas, but it was basically to service people, so wherever he did. And Friends ended tonight. It got 52.46 million viewers, was making it the fourth most watched television series finale in U.S. history. I think, was number one still MASH? I don't know. All right, here now, overall estimates that the wedding of Charles, Prince of Wales, and Lady Diana, the funeral of Diana, Prince of Wales, Michael Jackson's memorial service, the rescue of 33 trapped miners in Chile. These are the most watched, but nobody knows for sure, okay? So they're also saying the first entertainment satellite broadcast, which was, do you know who was the first entertainment satellite broadcast, Manny? Take a guess. Just take a wild guess.
The first what now?
It was the first satellite, first TV satellite.
First TV broadcast. Satellite broadcast.
I'll give you a huge hint. It was broadcast from Hawaii. That's a huge hint. Elvis, the king.
Okay.
Aloha from Hawaii.
Okay.
All righty. The wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton was supposed to get $2 billion, but they could only verify $161 million. So, there you go. Sort of interesting things of what gets lots of viewers. I guess, British royalty. I guess that's the way to start out. 855-993-7569. Dan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Is this Mr. Joy?
It is.
I need to ask you a question. Ma'am, I was due to get married the 16th of this month.
Okay.
And this ain't the first time it happened to me, but I walked in, I caught her in bed with my neighbor, and she stuck me in the femur artery with a knife. And I still, pardon my French, ma'am, I still love her, but I spent 20 years in the service as a Marine, a recon Marine. And I just walked away from that. Was I doing right or doing wrong?
Oh, no, I think that was a really wise decision, Dan. How long ago was this?
Well, it happened Friday, the first of this month.
How long had you known this woman?
10 years.
What took? Were either of you married when you first met?
No, I went through a divorce. I was married to a woman 27 years. But the second time I found a woman I was involved with in bed with a man. I was married to a woman 27 years back in 2000.
And, well, but Dan, wait a minute. Let me.
27 years.
Okay, you were married for 27 years. When did you get divorced?
In 2005.
Okay, so how long had you been divorced when you met the second woman?
I've been divorced for about 2 years.
Well, the math doesn't add up, but okay. All right. So what took you 10 years to marry this woman? Why so long?
Well, I got burned with that wife that I got divorced from, and I just got burnt. It took me a long time to even ask her to marry me. And
did you think that the marriage? So, how did you decide to finally marry her? Did she say marry me or get out, or what happened?
No, ma'am. I'm disabled. I'm a disabled vet. I'm saying,
what's the nature,
though?
All right, well, what's the nature of your disability?
I got a steel plate in my neck and a 9-inch rod in my low back, 2 artificial hips.
Are you sexually capable?
Yes, ma'am. I can be if
okay.
Situation right.
Okay, well, because I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, how old is the woman that you were going to marry?
She's 59. She's 10 years younger than me.
Okay. So, were the two of you living together?
Yes, ma'am. We were.
Did you think there were any problems in the relationship?
No, ma'am. I got a hobby. I make airplanes out of aluminum cans. But we went to a different place, and she liked to drink. I mean, she loved to drink.
When found them in with the next door neighbor? Would you say on the first of the month, which is last Friday? All right. So, had the neighbor been flirtatious? I mean, you're making it sound like this came out of nowhere, and that's pretty unusual. That usually things that if things are going to go wrong, they start going wrong a little bit at a time, and then they get really wrong. And the fact that she was in bed in your house with another man, was it another man?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Next door neighbor.
Yeah, that it was the next door neighbor, that she then stabbed you. I mean, that's the thing is that I'm not clear why she would stab you. All right, I'll tell you what. See if you can fill in some of the blanks for me. All right, I'll put you on hold for a minute. We'll come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Dan, who is planning to get married this month to a woman that he's been seeing for a decade. And he came home a little less than a week ago and found her in bed with the next-door neighbor, and she stabbed him. Now, why did she stab you? Did you go after her? Were you violent toward her?
No, ma'am, I'm not a violent man.
What, so,
20 years of college, I learned to calm and control my temper.
Yeah. Why did she come after you, though? I cannot understand you going after her, which wouldn't have been a good idea, but I don't understand exactly why she came after you. Do you have any explanation?
She got to where she was calling me an SOB on a lazy.
I get it. Well, you know, people aren't necessarily. How long has she been divorced?
It was 10 years.
Okay, so she'd been divorced by the time you met her. So, yeah. But why would she stab you if you find her in bed with another man? I don't quite understand the logic behind that. Do you?
That's something I can't understand, man, myself. I can't understand why she did. I gave her everything. I bought her stuff. She liked to drink. She loved to drink beer. And if I didn't have no money to get beer, she'd say, go out and make airplanes out of aluminum cans. And she said, go out and sell an airplane and get me some beer.
Did she get violent when she'd been drinking?
Always.
Well, Dan, one of the questions I would have for you is why, what was the appeal of this woman that was so strong that sounds like she wasn't very nice to you, that she had a drinking problem, so why, and she was violent when she was drinking. Why did you stay with her for all that time? What was it that she offered you that was valuable?
When I give my heart to a person, ma'am, I'm the kind of person, if I give my heart to somebody, I won't stay with them.
I hear that, Dan, and I think, look, all of us, look, especially as we get older, what we want to think is that, you know, we don't have to look anymore, that this is the person we're going to be with, that the search is ended. Because, you know, the search is kind of fun when you're young. You think, well, in fact, not only is the search fun, the search can take over where it shouldn't. You could say, well, this person's great, but let's see if there's not somebody better. But I think you get to a certain stage, and the search is just tiring. So you think, okay, finally, this is the right person. And I think everybody feels that way, that they want to sort of feel like, okay, that job's done, check, and now I can get on with the rest of my life. But hopefully you also don't turn off your head that says, there's some problems here, Houston, that we've got somebody who drinks, and it sounds like you don't, or at least you don't very much, that she gets obnoxious when she drinks, that she's demanding when she drinks, and she likes to drink a lot, which means you're going to spend a lot of time with her when she's been drinking and you don't like that behavior. So at some point, maybe you need to either take your heart back or put it, you know, put it in another room temporarily and look at what you've got. Because, I mean, and I don't think people just wake up one morning and think, okay, I think I'll cheat with my next door neighbor. I think the problems take a while to reach a critical mass. And had the two of you been having sex with each other?
No, she got the word of, I had registered Boston Terriers.
What did Boston Terriers have to do with the question about sex?
She got to where she'd sleep with the Boston Terriers and not even sleep with me.
So how long had it been since you were asleep, that the two of you had sex with each other?
Oh, over a year.
Dan, just between the two of us, why would you think about making a permanent relationship with somebody who has a drinking problem, gets aggressive when they're drinking, and doesn't have sex with you? What is so appealing about this woman that made you overlook all of that?
I'm just able to bet she saved my life, ma'am.
Okay, how did she save your life?
I had a heart attack, Susan, stroke, and all on the same day, and she saved my life. If it hadn't been for her calling 911, I'd be
okay. Fair enough. But still, I mean, that means that you're grateful to her, and she may be a great friend, but she still has these behaviors that make it hard for the two of you to be happy with each other. It sounds like she wasn't real happy with you either.
Apparently not, ma'am. I walk away, and I caught a bus, and I don't even live in Arkansas no more. I live in Tennessee now.
So you just uprooted yourself? Do you own your own, the house that the two of you were living in Arkansas?
She can have the house.
Well, is it in your name or her name or both of your names?
It was in my name. She can have it.
Well, you're going to have to deed it to her if that's what you really want to do. And, Dan, look, that may be the way to deal. Look, let me go back to your first question. Did you do the right thing? Unquestionably, yeah. I mean, obviously, she was not being subtle. She's saying, I don't want to be in this relationship. A couple weeks before the wedding, she's having sex with another person. She's not having sex with you and hasn't for a year. And she has a drinking problem, not to mention she could have killed you. I mean, stabbing somebody in the femoral artery, you can bleed out on that. So yes. Pardon?
I still got the scar and the stinkies from it.
Oh, I believe you. Well, wait a minute. Did she stab you this last week? She stabbed you, or was that before then?
She stabbed me on the first.
Well, but that's not. Of course, you'd have. I mean, you're going to have not only a scar. You're going to have an active wound on that. I mean. All right, so look, the question is, did you do the right thing by walking away? Yes.
Trying to get him taken.
Yes, that was the right thing to do.
Thank God to the VA, they helped take care of me.
Good. I'm glad. All right, so look, and I think any debt that you had to her, she saved your life once by calling 911, which is good, although anybody else, I think, would have done the same thing. I'm not sure she gets a huge number of points for that, but good. She was there. She called 911. You're still alive. Good. So she now stabbed you in the femoral artery, which could have killed you. So either that debt is paid, or I don't know if I'd give her the house. I don't know that that makes any sense, but that's up to you. But, yeah, I think walking away from her makes an enormous amount of sense. There's nothing there here. I mean, she's dangerous. She drinks. And she's clearly signaling, if nothing else, that she's not interested in being faithful to you, and I don't think you marry somebody who's going to sleep with the next door neighbor. So yeah, walking away is a good idea. But I think what you now need to do is figure out how you let this situation get so far out of hand, because it was out of hand.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, no more. I fought my life all the way through the world, and my great grandpa, he told me a long time ago. He said it takes a better man to walk away than it takes to sit there and get yourself killed.
Your grandfather was absolutely right. Not to mention, it'll keep you out of jail and out of the emergency room. I'll tell you what, Dan, if you have any more questions, stay on hold for me, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. Whatever it is that's on your mind, all you have to do is give me a holler between noon and 3 Eastern at 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. It'll help you with whatever it is that's on your mind. Dan is kind of a broken-hearted bridegroom and that he was supposed to get married this month to a woman that he's known for 10 years, and a week ago found her in bed with the next-door neighbor, and she proceeded to stab him, which is a little unclear, and he left, and he said, was that the right thing to do? And I said, absolutely.
Yes, I'm through here, ma'am.
Yeah. All right, so, Dan, did you have another question you wanted to ask me about?
Yes,
another issue?
What would you do in my situation?
I would have done what you did, which is to leave, because you don't want to be in a situation where you're tempted to fight with somebody, because it's dangerous. I don't know that I'd give her your house, to be quite honest. I don't think that she's... It's kind of rewarding negative behavior, and you might be tempted, if you give her the house, to go back to see the house or something. I think you probably need to stay away from her. If I were in your shoes, just because I'm insatiably curious, I'd want to know what went on. I'd want to know why, why she couldn't just say, I don't want to do this. Why she had to do the acting out, why she had to make sure that you found her in bed with another man, why she had... I'd be curious about why she stabbed you. I mean, you didn't do anything, it sounds like. But I don't know that I'd give her the house. That would probably stick in my craw a little bit. But it's up to you.
Well, it is sticking in my craw, and I heard your radio show this morning, and I figured I'd call you and ask you.
Okay, yeah. I would probably... I wouldn't go back there right now. I would. Do you have a lawyer?
I'm not even in the same state now.
Yeah, no, I hear. Do you have a lawyer? Is she on any of your bank accounts, Dan, or any credit cards, anything like that?
No, ma'am. That's one thing I didn't give because my ex-wife, I was married to for 27 years, she took me to the cleaner.
Yeah.
So. No, I don't give nobody my bank account or nothing anymore.
Good for you. I think that was wise. As I said, you need to think about, is the house paid off? The house that you left, it's only in your name, right?
No, being clear, she's going to have to pay the property tax and stuff on it, but if I go back down there, ma'am, I probably would kill her.
Yeah, no, I don't think you should be anywhere near her. I don't think it's a very good idea. The problem is, if you're willing, if I were, all right, here's the deal. If she doesn't pay the property taxes on it, and it's in your name, then you're going to be held liable, which is going to affect, if nothing else, your credit. It sounds like you don't care if the state takes it over for unpaid taxes, but it will affect your credit. So you may want to...
The state can have it because I'm out.
No, but I hear.
Yeah.
And the state will take it if she doesn't pay the property taxes. But at this moment, it will affect your credit rating because the property is in your name. So you may want to talk with somebody if you have a banker or an accountant or a lawyer or something like that. Or maybe even the VA can help you with it about how to either take possession of it. I mean, I don't know what you want to do about it, but I think the likelihood is that she won't pay the taxes, which means that it'll go into foreclosure, which means for unpaid taxes, which means that'll affect your credit rating because the house is in your name. So you may want to figure out maybe giving it to the VA hospital or something. I don't know what you want to do about it, but you probably need to talk with somebody about that because the property is in your name and you don't care about losing it. But you don't want it to affect your credit rating. For example, if you go into foreclosure and they take it, that's probably going to mean you can't get another mortgage someplace else. And I don't know what the house is worth. I think I would talk with somebody about that. But you could do that without going back to Arkansas. You can do it through the bank or you can do it through a lawyer. You don't have to go back there. And I would probably not go back there. I mean, and you may want to talk about getting her evicted from there. And she may just leave. If she leaves, then you have to figure out what you're going to do about that house, whether or not it's worth it to you to go back there. It sounds like not anytime soon, but maybe you could rent it to somebody or something like that so that there's some income to offset the taxes.
I paid $150,000 cash for it.
How long ago?
10 years ago.
What's it worth now?
200-something thousand.
Well, what you may want to do is get her evicted from that, and so you still own it, and then you can rent it or sell it. I mean, maybe the smartest thing to do, in fact, maybe the smartest thing to do right now is just put it on the market and sell it. And if you sell it, you don't have to evict her. She'll have to leave it.
Yes, she'd have to leave it.
I don't know that I'd give her a $200,000 gift because that's what you're basically doing. And the point is, it's not only a $200,000 gift. It's if she doesn't pay the taxes on it, you're gonna get socked for the taxes.
And I 2 months ago, I had it reappraised. That me doing some remodeling, re-roofing it, and everything else. It's worth $340,000 now.
Well, then I'd put it on the market. Get a real estate agent to go in and show it and sell it. And if you want to give her something, which I don't know why you'd want to give her something, but if you want to give her something, then you can give her something. But I don't know if you want to give her $340,000.
No, I just
I know. But you're right. Stay away from her. Stay away from the house. Put the house on the market. And then, you know, then she'll have to leave it when it sells because it's not in her name anyway. And then you can get the money from it.
It's in my name only.
Yeah, I hear. So that's what I would do. I would call up a real estate agent and get it put on the market. And she'll probably leave it anyway. I mean, I don't know enough about her. I don't know whether she's squatting there or whatever. But if you sell it, then you don't have the problem about taxes or running into her. But I wouldn't go back to Arkansas right now.
No,
I think you did the right thing to leave.
If I was to go back to Arkansas, I might do something I wouldn't like.
No, Dan, there's no reason to go back there. I mean, you can start a new life, but I would sell the place rather than just give it to her, because giving it to her is not really going to work very well. First of all, it's worth a lot of money. Second of all, that's assuming she's going to pay the taxes on it. But even if she pays the taxes on it, it's still in your name, and I doubt that you want to deed it over to her.
No.
All right, so if you don't deed it over to her, you're still responsible for it, whether she's living there or not. And if she's not paying the taxes, that's going to come back on your head. So I'd put it on the market. I'd just call up a real estate agent and have them take care of it. And it's not an unusual thing to sell a property where you're not in the state.
Well, I already talked to Kralinski.
Pardon? I didn't hear what you said.
I said I've already talked to Kralinski. You mean like real estate agent?
Okay, good enough. Well, that's what I would do. I would just put it on the market, let them sort of spruce it up. And you may, if she's still living there, the real estate agent can tell you that she's living there or not. It may be that she's not living there. Maybe she's living next door with a neighbor. I don't know where she is. But I'd put it on the market.
And I don't really want to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it. But I don't know that I'd give her, you know, $750,000 for sort of being horrible and stabbing you. I don't think we give people that. We may not give them a whole lot of grief, but I don't think we need to give them $750,000 for sleeping with the next door neighbor and stabbing us in the femoral artery. So that's just me.
Yeah, my leg's still sore, real sore right now. I can't walk.
Listen, I think you were wise to get out of there. I would start my new life. I would be a little more careful about the women I choose. And listen, it sounds like you made the right decision, and get on with your life.
Well, ma'am, okay? I appreciate your conversation, and I listen to your show all day.
Well, I appreciate that.
We wouldn't have no back feed right now.
All right. Well, Dan, I'm around if you need me. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
God bless you. And like I said, I wish. You know what I wish I could do?
What?
I wish I could go back into daggum service as old as I am. I don't have no children. I wish I'd go back in service and let some of these young kids stay home that's got family. I don't have no family.
I hear, but and maybe what you can do, I hear, and maybe you can go in and sort of give lectures to kids. I hear what you're saying, Dan, and I think that's a generous thing to do. But realistically, I don't know. I think that they don't necessarily need 70-year-old dudes in Afghanistan, right? I don't think you want to be there either.
Ma'am, I'll tell you what, I've served this country, and I think I've served it pretty good.
I think you're right. But listen, go work at the VA hospital. I'm sure that they could use some help over there, and it sounds like you've got some time and some effort to do it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, today is actually National Beverage Day, but as far as I'm concerned, looking at the news, it should be National Pizza Day. I actually have two kind of interesting pizza stories. The first is that this 19-year-old kid, who's a pizza delivery dude, was stabbed and carjacked. And he called in from the emergency room back to Spinelli's Pizza and sort of repeated the orders so the pizza would get delivered. I mean, they should give that kid, he should be a manager, right?
Yeah.
Said he asked coworkers to make the delivery. He was interrupted while making to the hospital emergency room. Aw, I mean. Now he's 19 years old. He's stable in condition, recovering from a collapsed lung at the University of Louisville Hospital. He was stabbed delivering a pizza when a man stabbed him in the back, robbed him, and stole the black Jeep Cherokee. So, I mean, he should certainly have a lifetime supply of pizzas from Spinelli's, if I were up, you know. and make him a manager. And his values are a little misplaced, but still pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Right. This one also has to do with pizza, and this has to do with a Pizza Hut app. Do you have a Pizza Hut app on your phone?
I think I might, but I don't think I've ever used it.
All right, well, here's a way to use it. This one is kind of a scary story, but it's
a woman.
I think
I might have used it one time, maybe.
All right, well, here's a woman. She used the comments section of a Pizza Hut order made from her smartphone to alert authorities that she and her kids were being held hostage. She sent a message that said, please help, get 911 to me. Apparently, her boyfriend she'd been arguing with him all day, and he had a large knife. She wanted to leave to pick up the kids from school. He grabbed her and took her cell phone. He then took her to pick up the kids. Man, if somebody was threatening me with a knife, the last thing in the world I'd want to do is pick up my kids at that moment. Upon returning home, she convinced him to let her use the cell phone to order a pizza. Apparently, she ordered a pizza that was hand-thrown with lots of pepperoni or something, if you care. And she sent the message to Pizza Hut, and then once the order is placed, she sent the message. Apparently, as soon as they send it to you, you can say what's going on. As soon as the pizza order was placed, he took the cell phone back from her. Her regular order, a hand-tossed classic pizza with pepperoni. Yeah. They recognized the order, realized her comments to send help could be genuine. Good for them. They sent officers to the Pizza Hut location and to her home, where they convinced the guy to stand down and let the hostages go. The manager said, I've been here 28 years and never seen nothing like that come through. I mean, you know, the only problem about this is now that it's been publicized, you wonder whether or not there are going to be some silly people that will sort of do something like that, which hopefully not. Because, I mean, you got to give her credit for sort of a heads-up kind of thing. I'll tell you, it reminded me, I actually had a client once who, I mean, it's kind of a horrible story, but interesting, and similar to this woman keeping her head about her, which sort of reminds all of us that panic doesn't really do much good. She lived in the suburbs of Boston, and a kid, she was out walking in the woods, and a kid grabbed her and threatened to rape her. And he had a knife or a gun. I can't remember which. And she said, look, if you don't do this, I'll give you $100. And so he said, okay. And so she said, well, we have to go back to the house because I don't have $100 in cash. I'll give you a check. And he said, okay. So she wrote him the check and called the police. And, of course, he was arrested. So he was not the sharpest knife in the drawer, literally. But I was incredibly impressed with her that she had, that she kept her wits about her, that she kept herself safe. And not only did she keep herself safe, but she actually got him taken care of in a way that was neither violent, but hopefully, you know, that he would be put someplace where he could get some help and at least not harm anybody else. That was one of those stories that, I mean, she had the presence of mind to talk him out of raping her and said, you know, I'll give you money and then run him a check. I think she stopped payment on the check as well. I'm not positive about
right.
that part. But
yeah.
That was one of those really impressive stories as far as I was concerned. As you wonder, you know, you'd like to think that you'd have the sense enough to kind of talk somebody out of something like that. And not only talk them out of it, but figure out a way to keep yourself safe and get him removed from the situation so that you didn't have to be looking over your shoulder all the time. So, all right, folks, what this means is keep your wits about you if you possibly can. I know, not the world's easiest thing to do. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm just trying to think. We've got, about 2 minutes here.
Yep, so about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. Certainly the way not to go to a prom in the paper today. We've got kids who are posing with guns and a Confederate flag at a prom. I mean, yeah. It's really an upsetting kind of thing. Parker,
very
Colorado.
Disturbing.
Yeah, it really is.
Where was this at?
At Parker, Colorado.
Wow.
The kids are, you know, in tuxes, and I mean, when they say a gun, this one looks like a, I don't know, it's a serious gun. They've, and they put it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's a great place to put it.
Yeah. It's 20 miles from Littleton and 20 miles from Aurora. One of the students has apologized. She said, I was uncomfortable with this whole situation, didn't know what there to do. I don't condone any of the actions that were in the picture, and I don't condone anything that has to do with the flag. She said she was caught up in the moment. Listen, I mean, this is another example. You know, you need to think through what you're doing. And whether or not, and these guns are not, you know, are not small. They look like, I mean, they look like M16s, although I'm not exactly a gun authority. And the boys are holding the flag, and we've got five girls and three boys. I mean, it's really alarming, especially in a state that has had, you know, it has Columbine and the Aurora shooting, and they're, you know, 20 miles away. I don't know what they were thinking, and I think the answer is, I mean, look, kids are stupid. I mean, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it, and when you're a kid, that's certainly the time to do it. However, having said that, this is gonna affect all of their lives, whether they think it or not, because once it's on Facebook, it's on the internet, and the local TV stations picked it up, so the likelihood of these kids, for example, getting into college, somebody's gonna look at it. The likelihood of these kids ever working for the government, ever running for office, getting a scholarship. I mean, it's going to affect their lives. And, I mean, was it really worth it to be that cute? To think, you know, that this is doing something that, I mean, it's just plain stupid. So, I know, stupid isn't against the law. It's just stupid. We could ask people the stupidest thing they've ever done, but I actually don't necessarily want to know, I don't think.
I think we have asked that question before, haven't we?
And people say getting married. 855, the biggest mistake they ever made. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.